But he and I also had similar experiences about how not nonviolent the civil rights movement was, contrary to Dr. King's incredible leadership and the strategic necessity for nonviolence. But we represented the Deacons for Defense from Bogalusa in northern Louisiana, and they were all armed. They'd all been in the Korean War. They were in the woods outside demonstrations, packing in case there was danger. And Charlie Cobb, who taught at Brown for a while, spent, I think, 5 years in the Delta as a SNCC field worker. And I got to know him when he was here. And he's written a book about how the movement wasn't all nonviolent. And, you know, this nonviolent stuff will get you killed or something is called.